Good morning. Masechet Gittin Daf Pei Vav. I'm starting right at the bottom of Pei Amud Aleph. I just want to wish my son Yonatan, he's got a lot of mitzvah. Hatzlacha Rabba and his gius. She should go b'shalom and come back b'shalom. All right. So we're starting at the bottom here. If we saw, we learned a brighter. We saw that we had a list here of a thing was Rava that we had a kashia. And the Gemara mentioned all the things that are mentioned right at the end over here. We had a Lo Lichtov Intzay Demashmon is Elalet Nasva. Ibai Leu Beilan. We said yeah. Ibai after Kashi at the bottom, where on all these on what needs to be in the get and the get says Beilan Vadein. Do we need this Vadein? That was Rabbi Yehuda said at the top of the Amud on Payam Amud Bet at the very top. He said Rabbi Yehuda Omer Vadein Dehave Lechi Minai Sefer Truchin and Midain Dehave. Right. So he said over there. That this sefer, that Rashi explains it, Zeh sefer asher yelach milech miiti, this v'dein, there, this p'shtar, it'll be yours from me, right? So he says, v'dein, do we have to have it? No, we do have to, we have to have it. And we said, Toshma, let's see from a brighter. We brought a brighter, the Itkin Rava. Brought a brighter, the Gemara quotes over here. It's obviously not a brighter. It's a shmaita because we only have the Itkin Rava, right? Rabbi wasn't in a brother no more, but he said, Toshma, let's see and learn. Where it says, we had itkin rabbi begita ech, plani ba plani ple patar. Vetarkabra, he gave all things that he said, min kadam, he said, denami yom, denami from the state. He said, Vedain, we don't see rabbi mentioned anywhere in the brighter, but in the instructions that he gave, they mentioned the word Vedain. So Gemara says, there seems like we don't need Vedain. So he goes, what do you mean? According to you, we don't need Vedain, but nothing is left out. It's just like left out Vedain, left out things, left out that as well, and that's not a proof at all, and it seemed like we do need Vedain. Now, in that brighter we said, in the Shmaita we said there, that what was one of the things that he said, from this day, mi yume denan, right, from this day, ula alem, and forever. That we saw that he did put into the instructions, rather. So the Gemara now discusses that. Mi yume denan. What does it mean, min yume denan? And look, Rashi's got it. Rashi says, min yuma, from, with a yun. If you look at the third last lines of the Rashi at the bottom, he's got not mi yuma with one word, but min yuma. It's the same thing. From this day onwards, min yuma denan. Ula alam, and forever. So he says, what do we need that for? He says, that's lafukem and Rabbi Yossi. Come to exclude what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi says, zmano shel shtar mochiach alav. You actually have to stay in the shtar from this day, because the date's there. So Rabbi Yossi says the date's good enough. We know when it's from the date to the get. So says Rava, no, we need it. We can't rely on just the, when the date is there. We have to say from today. Look at Rashi, the second last line of Rashi. And Shechit Tomi Ayom, of a Shchiv Mera. So that we are day with a Shchiv Mera. They write the date to the get. Why does but also Tamu Chiyach Alav because the date's good enough. Why because the get off the date if you haven't got the date there. Lechach Tiken Rava b'chol Agit Niot Sofim Regilin Bo. Rava says all the Sofim should be familiar with this concept. But in a lafuke nafshi, we've got to look at amazing words these. And these words are so relevant today. Mamash, if people don't understand this, let's look at Rav's concern was. Even though Alokha Dakrabios, Pasuk Dakrabios, you know, Rabbi Yossi, we have a Rav, right? Because he's Mukoy Mo. Doesn't matter. He says, we don't want to take a chance. Put in from now on. Why? Look at these words. I underline them. But in a lafuke nafshi, we plukta. You've got to remove yourself from machloket. Don't get into a situation where you've got machloket. So why take a chance? Even Alokha Dakrabi Yossi, what's the big deal? Right in the star from today. The extra word won't cost you anything. Right? She yatsa hadabar beheter, then it's fine. Below yet say shame psul amishpachot Yisrael. Unbelievable line there. What a beautiful line. It says that Ba'inan la'afuke nafshim, we're going to remove ourselves from machloket. She had said, "Ever should we done beheter v'lo yetsa shame psul." No, ever should it be that there's a psul that people say of a mishpacha v'shal that there's a psul and God forbid the children of mamzerim and the woman wasn't divorced and she got remarried, etc. Remove yourself from machloke. Unbelievable line there in the Rashi. Says the irat hachav bein irat. Says the amas banosh tamachirab ula alem. So what's the alem forever from this day and forever? Says that is lafuke midabai minay rava mirav Nachman. There was a kashi on daf pei gimel. The other day we had a whole list of questions that Rava asked Rav Nachman. Remember? And there was on pei gimel. I would bet that we had a whole list of questions there. And one of the questions was. He says to him, Rabbi Nachman, "The Amar Hayom Ishti Ulemachar at Ishti." Remember, we saw one person says in his get, "Today you're my wife, tomorrow you're not my wife." Right? Are you divorced? Aren't you divorced? And we saw that I think that was where there was the Tosfot, wasn't it? Where I said the Tosfot said that you divorced forever. Am I on the right? Am I on the right? Am I correct? It says. So again, she says, we want to know, so therefore we say forever. Le'olam, forever, we remove any suffix whatsoever from us. Okay, Gufo shall get shichur. Now we saw in the Mishnah, we said there, Gufo shall get shichur. When we talk about a get shichur, not a woman's get, we said there that the ikar of the get shichur, we said was harei at la'atzmech, right? And Gufo shall get shichur. Harei at bat chorin, harei at la'atzmech. You're free and you're on your own. So the Gemara says, "Itkin Rabbi Yehuda b'shtar zvini de'avdi." He says, "Sir, Rabbi Yehuda was metaken. Whenever you're sending a star, a star of a cell, when it comes to avadim, right?" He says, "Avde denan mutzdak le'avdo." Look, this is like these are all like you have in what's it called the hatzarot. How do you say that in English? I wish you well. In fact, everybody comes to say goodbye. Well, yeah, I wish you Yonatan. Yeah, Yonatan's going off. Yeah, look. Okay. Follow me from there, eh?
Okay.
You good?
Yeah.
Shame, I think it's okay. All right. So he says, yeah, right. So he had like a whole list when you don't push like all you have in a regular contract today. So you have the seller's declarations and the buyer's declarations that he knows what he's buying and he knows what he's selling and he undertakes that that he's in it's free, etc. And he considered. I mean, these are all those declarations in the shtar. We're going to use Rashi a lot because Rashi literally on every single line here says something. So he says, what's mutzdak l'avdo? Dino pasuk l'avdut she'ein shum irur b'mechira. He's when you're buying the star or you're selling the eved, there's a declaration that he's free to work for you. There's no limitations whatsoever. No one's challenging the ownership of this eved. Upatir v'atir min chirure. Look at Rashi. Upatir. Of parush umuflag, mikol cherut, kamo aniftar mir quotes the Gemara Rabbo. Basically, there's no right that there's zero claim. Again, he's free. Umin aluli. Look over here. It says va'atir. It says kamo itra star chaluka. It says Rakam Modosar. It comes from pasuk of Rakam Modosaru, where the targum there says lo. Atru. In other words, there's no claims against him. He says that uvatir min chiru umin alule umin irure. Look at Rashi from Malka Machuta. There's no claim from the king. It was government claims. Look at Umarer Hamelech Malka Shlochata. There's no. He's not wanted for any charges. Yot muhtav le Machut Larek. They all look. There's no like kidding for anything that he did. Shema ya muhtav le Malchut. If it is a case that Muhtal Machut, in other words, there's some sort of claim against him for a chet that he did, and he might be wanted by the government, mikro batel. This is a mekach taut. It'll be undone. In other words, he's free, this guy. Verashum de inish. Look at this. Rashum de inish. Roshem siman. Any signs that he's got on him. Right? Shosin ala avadim kerem masech shabbos. They put a marking on them to identify who they are. Lo it alohi. Right, look at loyalty, loyalty to Adam Acher, chutz mina mocher hazeh. Any signs? Only if he's got only the guy who's selling him has got a sign on him. In other words, there's nothing they've been marked off or took for any signs for anybody else. Umenuke mikol mum. Look at this. Umenuke mikol mum. This is over here. It says, Kamo listim mezuyan de mikro batel. This guy isn't a crook, even though you can't see it on him, right? But he's bad behavior, he's a problematic person. Right, you're going to have trouble with him. And also there's no shchin over here. What means shchin? Any sicknesses like Boyle says, Shiatzal Fanav, Ajtei Shanim, the mice lemakam kame. If the guy's got a sickness which could there might be some latent sickness, right? You can't see at the moment, but it's come and gone. You got a 2-year warranty on this Evid. Look, it's unbelievable. There's a warranty in the star of an Evid. Thousands of years ago. There's already a concept of a warranty on the star, 2-year warranty. It says Chadat Vatik, old and new. Right? So these are all the things that are written into a shtar when you're buying and selling an Eved. These are all the declarations and the warranties that you give. So the Gemara is like a Maya Sute. So if he has got over here I think this also, if he has got some sort of shchin or whatever the case is, right? How are you going to fix it up? So Amar Abaya, so isn't this, he has the remedy for Abaya. Ginvera. Ginvera, Rashi says over here, Ginvera. Ginvera, he says, Kamashmo, Zangvil, ginger. Ginvera, right? Sounds like the word. Ginvera, Kamashmo, Ginvera, ginger. Umirtecha, it says, Psolet, Sigay, Kesef. Shotze, Menu, Makum, Shemetichinoto, Beshat, Hafriato, Menaharim, Korinlo, Kugilon. These are when you mining silver. So the offcuts are mining of silver. So the Yakulon Pirs Sigay Kesef and he tach bekifshan and fachle even. So this sort of like silver cuttings. The chavrita. Rashi says, what's chavrita? Chavrita is gofrit, right? That is that's the like the water I was in now was all gofrit. What's it called? Sulfur walls, right? Right. The chale de chamra and wine vinegar. Umishche de zeta. And like an olive paste, right? The naftik chivra and white neft, right? The shaif, and you rub all of this thing on, begadfa de avza, with the wing of a goose, of a duck. So you take a wing, and you put this moisture, this ointment together, you make an ointment, and you paste it over him, and that'll cure him of the shri. Okay, so that was the end of the story there. A little bit of like a type of warranty, staged contract of buying. Okay, new mishnah. The mission is like this. Now, this is going to get into a little bit of Lom de Savia. It's a little bit technical. Just try and follow me in terms of the first mission is broken into three parts. And there are a couple of redundant sentences. We'll see what they're about all that time. So the mission is like this. Shlosha gitim shudin. There are three types of gitim in Opasu. Remember, this is mentioned that we're going to see this mentioned twice in the Mishnah. Shlosha gitim shudin. There are three pasul gitim. For imni sait, if you use those gitim, the woman got married nonetheless, havlad kasher. So still, the child wouldn't be a mamzer, it would be a kosher child. So the chatchila shouldn't get married. If she doesn't get married, at the end of the world. Right? What are they? K'tav b'ch'tav yado. So if the husband, we'll see in a moment who's yado, but I think we'll see it. It's b'ch'tav yado. Right? K'tav b'ch'tav yado. Anyway, they're not aiding. So it's written in the husband's handwriting, but they're not aiding on it. So we can see who it is. We can recognize the handwriting, but they're not aiding. Second case, yeshlav aiding. They are aiding on the get. V'ein bozman, but it's undated. Okay, and the third case is Yesh Bozman. There is a date on the get, but only one aid. So now the Mishnah repeats itself. Hare Elu Shlosha Gitim Psulin. V'misra Vat Kasher. So we see, the Mishnah says, three Gitim Psulin, if you marry the Vat Kasher, what they are. The one is that it's handwriting, no aidim. The one is that they are aiding, but no date or time. And the third case is that there is a date, but only one aid. Okay, and then look at Rashi quickly. Rashi says over here like this. Vimi said about Kashi. Hi Tana. He says this time love can be married, not like we marry Svile. Tama Ede Khatima Katma Edi Rabbi Elazar says Rabbi Meir says that we need Ede Khatime. He had Ede Khatime. Because we'll see that the first get is just handwriting, no aid. The last gets only got one aid, the middle gets got two aid, but it says not Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Meir Ede Khatima Kati. The Rabbi Meir have Vlad Mamze. Could be married, they're not Ede Khatima, then the Vlad's a Mamze. Right, Velavra can skip two lines over here. Now, Velav Rabbi Elazar Shvila, because the Bach takes us down. They're not like Rabbi Elazar either. Rabbi Elazar Shvila, Amar Adam Masira, the Adam Masira, and if they Adam Masira, then what would we care? Who's writing? And if there was only one aid or whatever the case was, no time. The Adam Masira, so we wouldn't need a chiddush. So the fact that it can't be like him either, because it was the Adam Masira, we wouldn't say that the gets puzzled, the kosher get right. So obviously, not Adam Masira here either. The Ha Pali Rabbi Elazar B'Seifa. I left it out. We'll see. Rabbi Elazar comes up over here and says, "Come, Rabbi Elazar." Because Rabbi Elazar says the Mishnah Shach changes Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah to Rabbi Elazar. As we may afbi she'en lav aidim elish natulav fenei aidim ksharim. We go mitzchem shuvim she'en aidim chotmim al aid get him a tikkun olam. Rabbi Elazar says, "I need tikkun olam." That's what they say. Maybe we discuss tikkun olam for a couple of daf. We still don't know what it means, but anyhow. Right? There's your programming mashal klav. That you took it out, didn't know what it was. We spent three dapim discussing tikkun olam. We still don't know what it was, but it was there nonetheless, right? So it says tikkun olam. So it says there's not Rabbi Elazar this get because we see Rabbi Elazar argues at the end of the sefer. So can't be him. The ration if must can't be him if he argues in the sefer. Ela kevan dechtav yadohu, since it's handwriting v'chatav v'natan karina bay, right? Because remember Rabbi Elazar said that the v'chatav v'natan wasn't the handwriting. But Rabbi Elazar taught us that we need ketiva lishma. Remember, see, we don't need chatima lishma. We need ketiva lishma because obviously we need the Eidei Mesira. That was Rabbi Elazar, Radava gav the like item is kasher midoraita. This is the skedavia. Umihu rabbanan paslinu deal maati lichshir bichtav. So over hechachlot yinasev im yinasev avrad kasher. He says even though it's kasher midoraita, all these tarot, it's all the rabbanan avia. V'davke ktav yado, and only if it's his handwriting. Aval ktav sofer, if it's the sofer's handwriting. V'ein shem eid avlad mamza. So this is not Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Meir, neither of them. Whoever is the Rabbanan over here, pasul this get lechatchila, matriot lebedieved, but only if it's his handwriting, if it's not his sofer's handwriting, then it's a pasul get. Child's of mamza. So only if it's ktav yado. The Gemara says like this. For two leka, and there aren't any more examples, just that. These are only three examples over here. His handwriting without aiding, no aiding but without a date, or a time without, with one aid. But too later, there aren't more examples of other getting like this. Rashi says, look, I'm right at the bottom, the Rashi's there. Second wide lines. But too later, getting in the Chachkid of Vlad Kasher. Aren't the other getting which are passed in the Vlad Kasher? Vayika get Yashan. What about a get Yashan? And now we know what a get Yashan is, right? Remember, a get Yashan. When you there's a date of the get, and before you gave it to her, you had relations with her, but it's dated before you had relations with her, so you dated it today, slept with her tomorrow, and gave it to her the following day. That's a get Yashan. And there we said, even there, get Yashan, right? It's the Vlad would be kosher. It's only Lechachil shouldn't use it. We had a Machlo Behila B'Shama. B'Shama even matches the get Yashan completely. Right? So the Gemara says, no, Hatam not Tetze. There, you have to even get divorced from a get Yashan. Hachetetz, that's the difference who was not count. Yeah, this Gemara says now, that for the first we see now, suddenly the Gemara says, no, you're right. That you don't, the child of the Bamzi there, but a get Yashan is even better than this get, because the get Yashan, you don't have to get divorced from it. Here, Lechachil, you got to get divorced from it, even though we didn't see it over here. Right, and look at Rashi. Why could get Yashan ibn Leil? But Gemara even said lo tetzay. The Gemara says the hachet tetzay, and Rashi says over here there's a Rav Velevi Palik Bele Kama Mishma. We'll see a machlok with Rav Velevi later on. The Gemara says okay, fine. So I need to demand the hachet tetzay. So we understand why get Yashan is encountered in this Mishnah according to the side of the machlok that says that yeah, you got to divorce her with that get. But now we've seen that machlok Rav Velevi, the one who says you don't have to get divorced. So it's back to the same stage as a get Yashan. Even a get Yashan, lechatchila you shouldn't use it. But yeah, you got married, you got the child of the mamza, and so too over here, you don't have to get divorced either according to the side of the machloket. So why didn't one at least side of the machloket count it? So he says, Mike, how are you going to answer that? He says, Hatam tinas and lechatchila hacha diavad. Because there, the get Yashan is even better. Lechatchila you can use a get Yashan. And that's quite interesting. So machloket here, Basham, nonetheless, the Lord says, there's the lechatchila. Here, here you can't get use it even lechatchila. Okay, so that's why the Gemara would include get Yashan. The Gemara says, okay, but still, if I could get kireach, there's a get kireach. We discuss get kireach as well for quite a long. Remember, get Yashan on Pei Aleph. That was the case of the get for the Kohanim where you had to fold it over, and you have to, if you have six folds, you have to have six aidim, and you're missing one aid. And we saw, remember, Rabbi Yochanan over there, whether you can or you can't use a relative or a relative, etc. Right? She says, the Gemara says, no, you can't. And there also again, a get kireach. Lechatchila, you shouldn't use her, but if you marry, if you use it, she can get married. It's not a star. It's not a, the child's in a mamza. Whereas the hatam avlad mamza, hacha avlad kasha. We said no, there the vlad would be a mamza. The Gemara says, wait a second, honey, chalal Rabbi Meir, right? The amar kolam ishtem meshalim mepeashir. I'm reading the lines here. I don't read the brackets, but yeah, it doesn't harm. So honey, chalal Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir who says the amar kolam meshalim mepeashir tivu chachamim begitin avlad mamza. Only Rabbi Meir says it's a mamza. He said you're changing the style and the context and the form of a get. But El Rabbanan, they don't say the child's a mamza. My kilameima. So why is it included there? Yeah, the child get kireach as well. The child isn't a mamza. Chilu, you shouldn't use it. But if it is not a, it's the child not a mamza. So it's the hatam teitzei. Hacha lo teitzei. Then there, because you've got to divorce her if you used it with a get kireach. Here you don't have to. Now we just said a moment ago that yeah, you do have to, right? So it's no. Hanich lemandam hacha lo teitzei. Lemandam hacha teitzei. We're back to square one now. We see there's a machlok in our Mishnah as well, and it seems that everybody agrees you don't have to, but some say you have to take, like we said, yeah, lechachil, you should actually even, right? So, my kidabayma. The Gemara says, no, you know, you're right. It's the same thing according to Edmund Amar, both here and there. You have to divorce her, and lechachil, you shouldn't marry her. And if you did marry her, that gets the child not a mamza. So, it's exactly the same as our examples over here. So, why are we saying three and not four? The Gemara says, we're makusha lo kamairi. We're discussing that sort of get. That's a unique situation altogether at Makushar. It's off the charts, not part of our discussion. We're discussing regular gittin, not a special unique case of Kohanim. Case of the Gemara, but still, there's a third case which you could have added here as well. Vahayika Shlo Malchut. Remember, we brought about Shlom Malchut, that you, if you wrote Churban, or you wrote Tarabayit, or you wrote the date of the Beit HaMikdash, or you wrote Yavan, or we said, etc., or Madai, or we want to have the local king, the current king's dates in reference to him, so that he won't think that we got other allegiances. And again, it's we said there that Chachinim shouldn't use it, but if you used it, it wouldn't be a problem. Right, that was in on Daf Ayin Tet. Rashi says over here. So he says, "Now hatam teitze hachel lo teitze." So the Gemara says the same thing. But hani chaman machet lo teitze. Elamana me teitze maikel meimar. We've got the same story, but not everyone says. We've seen there is an opinion here that says teitze. So even there, you're saying the chachila you should leave her. So to Yash, they should get married. So skip the lines, and the Gemara says the mokila can be meir. You know, you can read the lines well. Hatam lo mam zachel about kasher hani chaman rabbi meir. Elamana maikel meimar. Because it's bachel rabbi meir rabbanan. So the mokim lach rabbi meir. There we pass like Rabbi Meir. V'hatam avlad mamzach avlad kasher. So already, even though you shouldn't remarry, says there, because b'shanek b'abaya, then we pass like Rabbi Meir in that respect. Therefore, the child will be a mamza. He has not a mamza, so it wouldn't fit in with our sugya. We're discussing three specific getin where everybody agrees the child wouldn't be a mamza. Okay, that was actually very nice. So now, okay, we got that. But how come we didn't mention at the beginning of the Mishnah three getin psurim that if you marry the child would be kosher? And again, often we mentioned the three cases. Remember, handwriting without aidim, or aidim without dates, or time and date with only one aid. We mentioned it again, and these are the three getin, and if you marry the child would be a mamza. Why do we need all that? Minyan deresha, what for? Limutamai. And minyan deresha, why do we need the deresha? Why do we need the sefer? The Gemara says, minyan deresha, limute hanad amra. The reason in the ratio was to limit it only to these three cases which you actually mentioned. Right, the Rashi says, "Yeah, we had the ratio. Shlosha gitim psulin." Right, I didn't actually say what they were. Hani Amran, right? Vashmina and the Maditra be Meirhi, Damar Hatam Havlad Mamza, to tell us that the Tan of our Mishnah shall be Meir, and just like there, he marries the child's a Mamza in the case of a get of Shlomachud. Here, he's telling us in these cases, the get the child isn't a Mamza. Those are the reasons why it says the first three get in. They don't get confused. Our Tana Rabbi Meir, remember we said not Rabbi Lazar, not Rabbi, and not, we said, although we said it wasn't Rabbi Meir either. It's interesting why it says that. And Miyana de Sefer, de Mutahai, the Tanya to exclude this case of, yeah, of a case of this bright we're about to quote right now. The Kasi Bab Metzia, right, where we actually learned at the very, very beginning of the Masechta. Said the Tanya, I may be getting Miyatayam. Remember, we said that if a person were to get from overseas, it would find a nechta, find a nechta. We have to mention it was written and signed in front of me. It says, Natnula, velo amar, befal nechta, find a nechta. He never said that. Yotzi v'avlad mamzer di Rabbi Meir. V'chachavim amrim en avlad mamzer. Rabbi says, no, the child isn't a mamzer. So, Kaiser, what does he do? Yitlena hemenu v'yachso v'yitlena v'fnei shnaim v'yomar befal nechta, find a nechta. So, we might have thought that that case, according to Rabbanan, might also be included over here. It's not the case at all, because there you can't, even though you're using the get, it's not a case like our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah, in the three getin, you don't redo something to the get. You use the get and use the get. There, Rabbanan say, you go actually take the get back and you reuse the get and you change it and you basically convert. There's no psul in the get. It's a psul in just the way that the get was given. Okay, so that is why we have to mention that specifically. Okay, now the Gemara is not discussing over here the actual three cases. So, Ktav b'Ktav Yado, v'Elav Eidim. It's written in his handwriting, or we've seen someone's handwriting, and you know, Eidim ones. It goes, Amarav, Ktav Yado Shaninu. It's written, the Mishnah says, in his handwriting. Ahai. So now, and this is actually a swing ball, a curveball. I'm still not sure I understand why I'm asking this question. Because to me, it seems so pashut that the first case is in his handwriting, without Eidim. When it says Ketav v'Ketav Yado, ahai, on which case are we referring to? On which are the three cases? So Gemara says, there seems to be something in this Aviyah which is a little bit over and above what meets the eye. Because if it's Aresha, if we're referring to the first case where it says, in his handwriting, I'd aid him. So Pshita, the Mishnah says, in his handwriting, I'd aid him. Right? So Ketav Yado Ketani. Vela emtzaita, the middle case, which says that there are eidim, but there's just no date or time, right? Emtzaita. If you look at Rashi, the very last line of Rashi over here. Ela emtzaita she pasul mishum zman, because the whole psul and the get is there's no time. So malik tav yado, malik tav sofer. Haray yesh alav eidim. What do we care if it's his handwriting or the sofer's handwriting? It hasn't got date on it, but nonetheless, there obviously must be eidim over here. Well, the Mishnah tells, they are Eidim without date or time. So we've got Eidim. So what Eidim are, what's more important than Eidim? Right? If it's Rabbi Elazar, so he says, Eidim Mesira, and if it's Rabbi Meir, we've got Eidim Chatima. So we've got Eidim over here. So that can't be there. We don't care who wrote it. Reish Lav Eidim. Ela Aseifa. So it must be that there's some sort of Chirush over here of Ketav Yador on the Seifa. What's the Seifa? The last case. She Yesh Bo Zman. There's time on it, it's dated. Right? So why is that so important? V'dafka ktav yado v'eid. And then, when do we allow a get, only got one eid on it? If it's the husband's handwriting. Avar ktav sofer v'eid lo. If the sofer wrote it, and then there's only one eid, then we'd say that it wouldn't work. So it comes out over here, that this whole chidush of ktav yado is in addition to the first case being ktav yado, without any aidim, even if it's only got one aid, it will only work if it is ktav yado. Right, and that was Rav. That was all Rav. And look at Rashi. Rashi adds id samia. It's quite an important Rashi, I think. Rashi says over here, v'dafka ktav yado v'aid, specifically if it's his handwriting and one aid. He says, who the amrinan vlad kashi? That's when we say that the vlad is a kosher vlad. If they have a child, the child's okay. You might want to say, Hami Reisha Shvein and Laad, Afilu Belo Shum Eid Avlad Kasher. So what's a big chidush here, says Rashi? At the end of the day, the first case in the Mishnah is what? His handwriting and no Eidim. So do I need to know that when it's his handwriting and there's one Eid, it's a kosher get? When there's no Eidim and it's his handwriting, it's a kosher get. So surely if there's one Eid, it should also be a kosher get, because without Eidim, it was already a kosher get. Right? You already with me? That's Rashi's question. So he says, he loves Sefer. So he says, Rashi, no, if there wasn't the third case, he loves Sefer. Hava, I mean, what I've said, Hechad ikaed echad im ktav yado, tinase lechatchila. So Rashi says, why is it such a chidush? He says, if I never had the Sefer in this case, where we learned that there are three Mishnah, three situations, where lechatchila you shouldn't get married, but b'di'eved, it's a kosher get. And I just had case one and case two. And case one said that it's his handwriting with no aidim. I would have said, voila. So if it's his handwriting with one aid, then it's a perfectly good get. That's why I need the third case. To tell me no. Even one handwriting, his handwriting with one aid is still not a perfectly good get. And if we can go one stage further ourselves down and say, and if we only had the third case, where we said with his handwriting and one aid is a kosher get b'di'eved, what would we have thought? That when it's only his handwriting and no aidim, then what? And you can't use it at all, correct? It's a pastel get. So we actually need the first case and the third case. Because without either one, we wouldn't have known, we would have learnt a halacha in the wrong direction. We would have gone lekula when there was one aid. And if we only learned that case, there was one, it would have gone to Chumrah when there wasn't any Eidim. And so even though it's his handwriting, we can't use the get it all, even but he can't get used it if she got mad, told your mamza. So it turns out that we have to learn this Rav in order to understand that in all three cases, with, in other words, his handwriting and no aid is equal to his handwriting and one aid, and they both get in b'di'eved. And if they use it, there wouldn't be a mamza. If we hadn't learned it in both cases, we would have thought that one of them was either perfectly good or one of them would have been perfectly bad. That's what comes out of this dafke ktav yado v'eid about ktav sofer. Shmuel, that's Rav. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says, "Afilu ktav sofer v'eid." Even if it's the sofer, he says that third case over here, if it's got one aid, it can even be the ktav sofer. Why? Sharei shaninu ktav sofer v'eid kasher. So we learned on daf samach vav and ayin aleph. We'll see it again tomorrow. That the ktav sofer v'eid echad is kasher. Look at Rashi, the very last white lines at the top. Okay. But we learned before because the aid, the sofer, we said that's when that's a case where the husband actually says to the sofer, you write the get and you be the aid as well, remember? Because we thought that if we didn't say that, it would be a problem because we might come to feel sorry for the sofer that he's not being respected enough to also be an aid. Remember that? And that would be possible. If we concluded the sofer would also be an aid over there because he's employed by the husband. Okay, so the Gemara also kasha now, Rav. Right, so Rav, right, wasn't Rav, what's he going to say with Shmuel's story over the Ktav with the Sofer's hand? And says, Rav says, Midami, how can you compare the two? Hatam tiras dechatchila. Hacha diavad. Says, you can't compare this to Shmuel. What do you mean? There, in that sugi which we learned there with the Sofer, there we said it's a perfectly good get. Because we concluded, and remember, the husband appointed the Sofer to be the aid for him. It's a dechatchila get. He has a bediavad get. So Shmuel, what does Shmuel say? Shmuel says, lo kashya. He says, Shmuel says, no. Shmuel distinguishes the situation into two different circumstances. He says, no, the difference in our Mishnah and the sugya there is not that it's lechatchila there because it's a sofer, and yeah, it's a pasuk of the sofer. They both talk about a sofer, but lo kashya is haba safer de muvak, haba safer de lo muvak. So it would just depend if it was an expert sofer, not expert, when it's an expert sofer, then it's lechatchila, you can use it. It seems like I would venture to say that there the husband relies on the sofer because sofer muvak, and yeah, it's a guy, not an expert in gitti, just knows how to write. So we don't rely on him to be the aid, right? The husband just appointed him to write, and therefore, if it's a software, it wouldn't help. We have to have Tavya door of the V'chana Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Like Rav. Damak Tavya door shayin v'lok tav sofer avlad mamze. So Rabbi Yochanan seems to agree with Rav. It's Amar Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar now says to Rabbi Yochanan, this obviously Rabbi Elazar the Amora. He says, but haray yeshar av aidim. So I don't understand. What do you mean, Ktav Yado? Says the Mishnah there says, but they ate him. Aray Yeshalav ate him in the third case. So they were ate him. So if we talk about the third case, right? So who cares whose handwriting it was? They were ate him, right? Look at Rashi. We have Aray Yeshalav ate him. Rabbi Lazar Savar, the Aim Tzaitakai. So he says the middle case, so not the third case. He says it seems like Rabbi Lazar says that this Ktav Yado refers to the middle case, which says ate him without date. So, yeah, exactly. Let's read which that Rav asked, which case are we speaking about? So Rav said the first and the third case. Rav even said the third case. So what do you have to worry about? So Amalei HaSeifa. So it says no. Rabbi Yochanan says to him, talk about the last case. Right? So it says Zimnin Amar Rav. Now the question is like this. Zimnin, sometimes Amar Rav Teitzev, Zimnin Amar Rav Lo Teitzev. Sometimes Rav would say that if you use this get, you got to divorce her. And sometimes you use it, you don't have to divorce her. Rashi says, yeah, but Hani Shlosha Gittin Manitin, Imi Seit Teitzev. All three Gittin. Rav would write to the question, okay, sir. Well, what do you mean? Sometimes depends, right? Is it a kosher get? You ask the dayan, he says, depends. What do you mean, depends? Is it a kosher get? So Rav said, no. Yesh la banim, lo tetze. But Rav says, kolim shelo dala shebe get hazen yiset. If she got married on that get, and now we discover that she used this get, it was just a questionable get. Rav, this, you already got children? Leave it alone. Why? Shelo lo hitzi laz mimamzerut al baneah. Because the end of that's a dirabanan. And if you make her get divorced, people are going to say that the children are also mamzerim. And there's a big difference, eh? By the way, there's a big difference between making a woman leave her husband and saying the children are mamzerim. Making her leave her husband is just telling you that she was over on an isur dirabana. The children aren't necessarily mamzerim. But here, Rav says, no, if we do that, so you're right, the children are not mamzerim. But if we make her get divorced, they're going to think that she got divorced because the get was a pasul get. But he had it, even. And then the children are real mamzerim. So let it be. Right? And then banim teitzei. So mativ marzutra bartuvia. So that's it. Hang on, children, it's okay. That's how Rabbi does. Now mativ marzutra bartuvia. So he brings a kashya over here. Right? He quotes a kashya over here. From, I marked it off here. No, that's not talking about. Right? So mativ bartuvia. V'chulan shayu bahen tzvek kiddushin osafek kiddushin. It's in a normal case, in a regular case, whenever there's a safek of kiddushin, if the kiddushin was a good kiddushin, then we say cholzot velo mityadvot. What are we speaking about here? We talk about a case. I'll just read Rashi out. It's quite long, but we'll get the gist. We just did the sugya not long ago. If there's a case of arayis, right? So if a woman, if there's a case of an erva, for example, a guy's married to his brother's niece, to his brother's daughter, to his niece. So now if he dies, the brother can't do yibum because it's his daughter. So in the case of an erva, we know that all the tzarot, all the other wives, also are patur from yibum, correct? So if a guy's married to his niece, he has got three other wives, and now he dies, all the other three wives as well are patur from yibum because of that erva of the guy, the first wife who was his niece. Now what happens if that erva, it turns out after the guy dies, there was a safek about the kiddushin. Well, the safek, we're not sure if his marriage to his niece is actually a proper marriage. There's a question in the kiddushin. So yeah, says Avia the Brighter, And the Elu Cholzot, all the other, the Chalitza, one we have to do Chalitza, and there's no Yibu. Right? So, Ketzat Safek Kiddushin, the words, so how would they say, what, give us an example of a Safek where there's a question about the Kiddushin. So, Rakla Kiddushin, Safek Rav, Safek Rav, look, we saw that as well, where he threw her the money, Harab Kiddushin with Tabat Zor, he threw her the ring, and it landed down the floor, and we're not sure if it landed close to him or close to her. Right? And then she went to pick it up afterwards, though. Zehu Safek Kiddushin. And likewise, Safek Gerushin. Right? Look, Vachulan Shayu Ben Safek Kiddushin, Safek Gerushin. We're also not sure if he divorced this Erva. There might have been a get, but we're not sure about the get. So now, was he married to the Erva when he died, and therefore the other girls, the other wives, aren't tzarot of an Arayas, of an Erva, and they would have to do Chalitza or have to Yibum, or not? Same thing there. We said they also don't have to do, they can't do Yibum ani Chalitza. So the Gemara was, now, what's the Safek of Gerushin? We actually got a slightly different girsa. Right? Zehu Safek Gerushin. What is that? Katav Bichtav Yado. Now the writer brings all our three cases of a Safek Gerushin. We wrote it in handwriting, the Aidim, Yeshlav Aidim, the Ainbury boards around. It's got Aidim, but there are no times. The Ain Bozman, Yesh Bozman, the Ain Bozman, it is time, only one aid. Haray, Zehu Safek Gerushin. These are our Mishnah now, or all three cases of Safek Gerushin. So the question now, the Iyamar, Lord Ted say, if you're going to tell me now, right, that you don't have to, you remember, because Rav said over there, I'm safe, he says, Zimni Amar Rav Taitse, Zimni Lo Taitse. So he wants to say, I Amar Lo Taitse. If you're going to tell me now that in this case over here, that if she got married with this girl, if she used this get, doesn't have to get, that there's no reason whatsoever to divorce him. So Tzarata, her Tzarot now, Atia, we're going to Rashi, Rashi says, Ati le Meimar. We're going to say, Ati le Meimar. Right, look at Rashi. Get Zem Alia, Vetzarata, Lav Tzarot Ervehi, Vati le Vuma. So then we're going to say over here now, then what's the problem? This is a perfectly good get. Doesn't have to divorce her husband. And now we're going to say that if she got divorced in one of these three getin, and she doesn't have to get divorce her new husband, it's a perfectly good get, and if she was properly divorced, and therefore the other Tzarot were married to a guy without an erva, because it was a proper good kosher get. There's no safek over here. And then if he dies, they should do yibum. Everybody got me? Following me? We just said a moment ago that that Rav said sometimes we would say divorce her and sometimes not divorce her. We seem to imply that maybe you don't have to actually divorce her. Why? We don't want her children to be mamzerim. It's a good get. Say, wait a second. If it's our pashut, that's a good get. She doesn't have to divorce them. Then how come in this bright over here we said that if it's a Safek Gerushin, they'd have to do Chalitza and not Yibum. And we go, what's the example of a Safek Gerushin? A Safek Gerushin. There are three cases in our Mishnah. If it's so passionate that they have to get divorced, then why make them do Chalitza? They must do Yibum. So Gemara said, look at the answer over here. Titiabein. Okay, so I let them do Yibum. V'ein b'chach klum, no big deal. What Rashi say over here? V'ein b'chach klum. Klumar I ati li Yivama. Yevuma, lo ichbat lan kula. We don't really care so much. The nigzor atu hai. The kavan the kasher kasher midoraita chashid rabbanan ba'almihi velav tarat ervehi. Not a big deal. And the Gemara says chashid rabbanan. Now, yeah, we saw early on, and the Rashi already alluded to it, where we said there's a case of a machloket, and he said there's a machloket Levi. Levi and Rav. So here we've just seen Rav's opinion. Levi says, Lo olam lo taitse. Because Rav said, sometimes taitse, sometimes not taitse. Sometimes you make her get divorced, sometimes you don't make a divorce. When do we make her get divorced? If she hasn't got children. If she's already got children, don't make her get divorced. Levi says, we never make her get divorced. Lo olam lo taitse. Never. I look at Rashi of Yav. Afilu ein labanim. Even she hasn't got children. And now the Gemara says, V'chen Rabbi Yochanan, L'olam lo taitse, he agrees. V'chen Amar Lehu Rabbi Yochanan, L'b'nei Rav Chalafta, right? It's the Min Huna. So Rabbi Yochanan told the children of Rav Chalafta from Huna, the Min Huna, right? He says, there's a Mesorah Shasta that says, not the Min Huna, but the Min Chippa. From Chippa. He says, Hachi Amar Avuchun, your father, he says to the children of Rabbi Chalifa, he says to your father, Rabbi Chalifa would say, Lo Olam Lo Taitse. You never have to ever get divorced with the Paskin like Levi against Rav. There's a Tosfot read over here, which is hidden in Tosfot. If you've got an art scroll, so you'll see it. It's on the very first wide line, the second very wide line, sorry, the Tosfot read at the bottom. Chal Rabbi Yochanan, Ktav Yadosh, Shinuv, Vekaimelan, Dravu Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Lochak Rabbi Yochanan. And then skip that line, go to the next line. It says over there, at the end of, all the way, sorry, to the end of that line, it says over there, V'levi amar le'olam. Now I'm reading the third very wide lines at the end. V'levi amar le'olam lo taitzei, v'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan, le'olam lo taitzei, v'chein halacha. Tosfot Reed brings halacha to the Ma'aseh. Paskin says exactly like Rabbi Yochanan. So even though Rav says sometimes, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So even though Rav says sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, Levi says something. Now we're not passing because of Levi, it's because of Rabbi Yochanan. The Chai Rabbi Yochanan, halacha over here, that in a get like this, if you marry, and that's why we got a bit of a difficulty. In, just 1 second, someone. In the previous sugum, we learned in the Gemara, we said, but too late, aren't the other getting? We said, no, hacha taitzai. Remember that? We said, hacha taitzai. And we said, oh, not everyone says taitzai. Oh, my kid, Maimar. But we seem to come back time and time again to Hachetaitzei. In the end, the actual the baskona is that you don't taitzei. If a person gets married with a get of this kind, lechatchila, according to Rabbi Yochanan, based on Levi, you don't divorce her ever, she stays married. What's that one? It's 8:15. Wow. Who's Levi? An Amora. Yeah. Serious Amora.
It's the first time No,
we've seen Levi plenty of times. We've seen Levi plenty of times. Plenty. Yeah, I don't know about Gittin. But maybe he just walked into the midrash this morning. But that's Rav Soloveitchik. You know Rav Soloveitchik? Rav Soloveitchik, the whole story about Rav Soloveitchik when he would give shir. He'd say, I'd like to welcome now into the Beit Midrash Levi and welcome Levi. And he'd quote Levi in the Gemara. And then he'd bring a rishon and he'd say, I just want to welcome the Rambam. Baruch haba, good morning, Mr. Rambam. And invite him into the Beit Midrash. And then he'd invite Rabbi Natam and he'd welcome Rabbi Natam into the Beit Midrash. So maybe we welcome Levi the first time. He could be right, someone. I don't know. Look up a note, find it, see if it's something. But we know who Levi is. But it might be the first time we get. Okay, we're running very, very late. So please, let's try and quickly. Please.
If it's an era,
we're
talking about all these all cases dealing with.
No. We're talking about all cases over here. In all three cases, the get, these three get in. Right? We're summarizing again. Taviat of this of the Balabite with no Adim. There's no date or time, but they are Adim. And the last case was it's Taviat Dor, remember of the according to Rav as well. We said only of the Baal himself, but with one aid. All these three cases, all good. Okay, let's carry on. All right.
Do with the fact that the Erva.
Dad, please, Daddy, I've got to go to shul. If it's an erva, are you talking about in the case of Yavamot? It's the case of an erva. But that's a separate sugi altogether. We use that as a question.
Okay.
Then why don't you get divorced? Right, okay. Okay, so now you want to look at Now the girl, why don't you mention you have Rabbi Yochanan said to Bnei Rav Chalafta, the Minuna, so he said, another one, he says, the Kartitcha Ba'amir. He says, and the Kartit in the Amir as well. What's the Amir? He says, doesn't posel the Bechatat. So here we're talking about over here, we'll see in the Maharashi, with the Gemara asks, what is an Amir? What is a Kartit? And I'll just put you out of your misery if you're wondering what it is. The Rashi Lawa Dan Aviyah, which says, Didavta, he says, Zvuv Gadol Kamin Chagav. Like some sort of a locust or something that we'll see in the Maharashi. Anoposel the Bechatat. What is Anoposel the Bechatat? Says that doesn't posel the mechatat. If you saw that there was this the paraduma ashes with water in it, and we saw an animal drinking out of it, right? So there an animal would posel, the animal drink would posel because the animal rushes over here. Okay, we'll get it in a moment. I'm just going to rush through it. So it says my kachit amrabaya didavta de bena kifi, right? So rushes over here didavta bena kifi says tanimtsa bena amarim in the sheaves or whatever the case is. Say matrav Daniel bar Rav Katina kol ha'afot posel b'mechatat. Any bird who's drinking the water would posel it. Chutz minayon other than the dove. B'bnei shemotzetzet. Why? Because the dove doesn't like drink. It's only like sucks. The problem with other animals is that the other animals drink water. Now we need mechatat to go mayim chayim el keli. Remember that's what it says. Mayim chayim el keli. It has to be fresh spring water from the spring into the kli. Once the animal's drunk the spring water and it's in his mouth, it's now lost the it's already in a kli. The animal's wife is like animal's not wife. The animal's mouth, sorry, is like a kli. So the animal now, Rashi says, we'll see in a moment, Rashi says that it sort of like spits the water back in. So the animal will take drink his water, and while he's carrying on drinking other waters, will throw back the waters in his mouth back into the clean, and that's now pasul waters, where this this karchit wouldn't do it, and so too says the Yonah. So we'll say, wait a second, this is a kasha of Rav Daniel. He says, v'im ita, right, if this is the case, where Rav Chalifta over here, we said, so your father said as well, that the Yonah as well, or this karchit, it's only the karchit is also another case as a Yonah. Utni, chutz b'yonah v'karchit, why didn't the writer mention the Yonah and the karchit, only just the Yonah? Right, he says, no, psikalei, the gdolilu pasle, v'ktana pasle, right, he says, no, because it's not so pasha to make such a bombastic statement, because even this karchit will depend on the size of the karchit. So he wants to, so if it's a karchit that's up to a kazayit, that's the little ones would pass it, the big ones wouldn't pass it. So if they're up to a kazayit, it would pass it, the big ones wouldn't pass it. Okay. Rabbi Lazar Omer Afa Picha. Now I want to quickly move along with the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar said, Afa Picha and love Adim. And they said, Natlum if no Adim Kasher. See, they aren't, even though, right, that there aren't Adim on the get, but it was given in front of Adim, because you know, Rabbi Lazar said, Adim is a karchit, so it would be okay. So the Gemara says, "Amar Yehuda Marav Halachak Rabbi Lazar Begitin Halacha is like Rabbi Lazar Begitin Paskin Yeh Mefresh the Gemara Eidei Mesir Akart Yehuda Eidei Chatim on the Kart Ki Amrit Hakam to Shmuel." Say, "Sit over here, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav." Say, "Rav said when I saw this in front of Shmuel, Amar Af Veshtar. Not only is Halacha like Rabbi Lazar in Gittin, but also in other documents as well, in all Shtarot." Rashi over here, I left all the Rashi about the Memphis. So, okay, Ad Kazai, Doch Grab, another Begitin. Look at the third last.
What?
Isn't
that surprising what they just said? Now, even in the case of financial documents, no witnesses.
Go on, let's look at the Rashi quickly. He says, the Adam is not that there are no documents, not that there are Adam, but Adam and Sira. Rabbi Lazar said, we have to have Adam, but only seeing you give over the star, not signed on the star. Right, look at Rashi. He had Adam Asir Karti, Vafilu Psula Drabanan, like even Psula Drabanan. Aval lo b'shtarot, the first opinion of here, when Rav says it, is he's saying not the shtarot. Tichtiv bahen v'chatuv b'sef v'chatum. There, actually, the pasuk says, b'yirmiya. Right, the Yirmiya says you have to sign. So that seems to be that the shtar wouldn't work. Shmuel says, af b'shtar, look at Rashi now. Tahatam Eitzer Tolek Kabash Tabriya Tikkun Olam. Says Adachinami, that the quoting Yirmiya. Yirmiya is a good advice because of Tikkun Olam, but not really Chatchila. So Gemara says, well, Rav Sauer Shtar, Lord, Rav says, Yani Shtarot? What does Rav really say you don't need to have on the Shtarot? Is that a fact? Right? Vahakatani, Vagobin Zachem Shubadim. Did the Mishnah itself say, right, in our Mishnah that says, Gobin Chuzin Shubadim? Right? So Im Shtarhu, or Getze, Gobin Ketubin Zachem Shubadim, Yam Ketubin, Hotza Get, Vaini Moktuba, Gobin Ketubata. Says over, yeah, that it seems to be that the Mishnah is pretty strong. You can use the star for Mishchasim from Shubari. Mishubari means that someone else already bought it. And then you can go and undo what somebody else has got some lien on it. That's a pretty strong star. So he goes, says, Rabbi Lazar Tarte Amar. So he says, you're right. Rabbi Lazar says both the star and both the Gittin. Rav Savak, Rabbi holds Rabbi Lazar with regards to Gittin, Upali Rechan, arguing with regards to the star. Rechan Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Idi, Amar Yoshua Ben Navi, and Rabbi Lazar Gittin. See that? The Gemara is bringing lots of people here who be bringing back up over here, like we've seen a few times in today's daf. Rabbi Shubin Navi also only like only in Gittim, not in Shtarot. Rabbi Yana Amar, Afiru Rea Chaget Einbo. Rabbi Yana says, it doesn't even spell it. What do you mean? Rabbi Lazar, lately, Rabbi Lazar, he doesn't hold Rabbi Lazar, that's a proper get. He's not Hachik Amar. The Rabbanan, who argued Rabbi Lazar, says, Afiru Rea Chaget Einbo. Rabbi Lazar says that as long as Adam is Syria, it's a good get. Lachan Rabbi Yossi Brachin, Amar Ishlakish, Lachan Rabbi Lazar Begittim, same thing. Rabbi Yochanan Amir Afiru Achiget, and Rabbi says, no, this isn't again. What do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan Amir Rabbi Lazar, that's what Rabbi Lazar means, the Hachik Amar Rabbi Yochanan Afiru Achiget Einbo, called Rabbanan. So see here, the everyone agrees Rabbi Lazar, where the Machloket is extreme. Rabbi Lazar says, doesn't matter if they aren't signed in the get, the Adam Asira who saw the get being handed over, it's a Lechatchila, perfectly good get, and Rabbanan says, it's a perfectly bad get. That's the extent of the Machloket. Pasuk like Rabbi Lazar. Shlach Rabbi Abba Bar Zavdi Demari Bar Mar, by Nehruhuna, the Ostra Vuna, Halakha, he doesn't begin to know Halakha. Who's Halakha Lak? The Ostra, right? He says that, yeah, that Rav Abba Bar Zavda sent a message to Bar, and he said that by my name Rav Huna, the Ostra Vuna question, who's Halakha Lak, Rav Lazar, or not Rav Lazar Gittin? And Halakhi Nach Nafshed Rav Huna, before Rav Huna could answer, he died. Now we don't know what the Ostra Rav Huna. So Amar Rav Berei, so Abba Berei, he said, Halakhi Amar Abba Bishwai, this is Rav Huna's son, Rabba. So this is what my father said, Mishmei And the Mesrasha changes this. It says, Derav, Mishpat Derav. Halacha, Rabbi Lazar, Begitin. Verabotainu, Abakin, Bedavar. Rabbi Sidi Imam says, Halacha, Mishum, Rabbeinu, Amru. And Rabbeinu, Rashi Zaviyah, is Rav. Harat, Amru, Halacha, Rabbi Lazar, Begitin. Verabotainu, Abakin, Rashi Zaviyah, Henech, Demefarish, Va'azil, Rav Chama Bar Guria. So that's Rav Chama Bar Guria. He's called our friends who are experts. Also say aloha mentioned them a rab, that drab said aloha that Rabbi Lazar begitin. Tamrav chum, he had the Gemara now brings it. Tamrav chama bar guri amarav, halacha krasa begitin. Was ikad amre v'chavareinu habekim b'dem aracha. Some say v'chavareinu. Rashi says that, yeah, that is Rav Chizda. Habekim b'dem aracha, v'talmidim rabbeinu mishum rabbeinu, and the talmidim of rabbeinu of Rav said, the name of Rav, halacha krasa Rabbi Lazar begitin. Tamrav chizda amrav chama bar guri amarav, halacha krasa Rabbi Lazar begitin. V'chein ki ater Rav, Rav Karet Yitzchel, Am Rabbi Lazar, Am Rav, Amor Rav, Lesen Rav, Halachak, Rabbi Lazar Begitin. Okay, I'm going to end the Rav here. I wanted to go a little bit further, but I want to get...